Breaking news, anti-Trump protests are currently breaking out in Florida after the Trump administration recently announced that they are opening a new migrant detention center named Alligator Alcatraz. Now, Caroline Leavitt tries to play defense and spin the fact that Trump will be visiting this detention center in just a few days, but do not let this distract from the fact that this is coming at a specific time when migrant abuse is up across the board. Immigrants are being abused not only by ICE, not only by people impersonating ICE, but even at the detention facilities themselves, which are supposed to be at least somewhat safe and secure with oversight. No, there is no oversight, and I'm sure Alligator Alcatraz won't allow there to be any as well. So let's start off with Caroline Leavitt talking about how Trump is going to be visiting this in just a few days. Then I want to break down how this press conference devolves into an absolute disaster. If you're here for the first time, my name is Adam Mockler. You can subscribe to the channel below, and let's watch this clip.
Let's listen.
On a scheduling note, tomorrow, President Trump will travel to the great state of Florida to attend the opening of a new illegal alien detention center located at Dade Collier Training and Transition Airport alongside Secretary Kristi Noem, Governor Ron DeSantis, Congressman Byron Donalds, and other state and local leaders.
Oh my lord, all of the worst people you know. That's like a nightmare blunt rotation. Ron DeSantis, Byron Donalds, Kristi Noem, and Donald Trump at Alligator Alcatraz? That's like the worst acid trip you could possibly think of, number one. But number two, notice how she's... Pay attention to how she's saying this in such a normalized way. She's like, yep, the president will be visiting Alligator Alcatraz, our new migrant detention center. She's like one step away from announcing that there will be alligators snipping at the feet of immigrants here. This is how evil this is, comically evil.
We hope to see many of you there. The facility is in the heart of the Everglades and will be informally known as Alligator Alcatraz. There is only one road leading in, and there is the only way out is a one-way flight. It is isolated and surrounded by dangerous wildlife and unforgiving terrain.
It's like the opposite of Ellis Island. The U.S. used to be sort of a beacon of hope for displaced families or displaced people abroad. Now we are the ones doing the displacing actively. Let me remind you one more time, as Caroline Leavitt is gleefully announcing Alligator Alcatraz, concerns are growing over dire conditions in immigration detention centers across the country. Mass immigration arrests have led to overcrowding in detention facilities with reports of unsanitary and inhumane conditions. We also now have reports that protesters began lining the highways in the Florida Everglades to oppose Alligator Alcatraz. Now, I'm not even going to entertain this name, just like the big ugly bill. I'm not going to call it that anymore, Alligator Alcatraz, but I think it's important that we're all on the same page with what they're trying to call it and how they're trying to dehumanize the people going there. A coalition of groups ranging from environmental activists to Native Americans advocating for their ancestral homelands converged outside an airstrip in the Florida Everglades this weekend to protest the imminent construction of the detention center. And again, concerns are growing dire. In this next clip, after talking about Alligator Alcatraz, after ignoring the fact that families, that human beings are being abused in immigration detention centers and that they are deporting people without due process, Caroline Leavitt then tries to claim that the Democrats are doubling down on radical policies. Literally the breath before, she was talking about Alligator Alcatraz. Like,
the Democrats are doubling down on craziness and radical policies that are undermining the very fabric of our country.
Yeah, like Democrats deporting people with no due process en masse, Democrats targeting people at courtrooms, and Democrats taking bribes from foreign countries while starting wars without the approval of Congress. Yeah, give me a break. Trump has done all of these things.
Just look at the Democrat nominee for New York City Mayor, Zohran Mamdani.
She did not even say that close to right. That's got to be racist.
He's a Democrat socialist, really a communist, who proudly calls to defund the police, peddles anti-Semitism, praises pro-Hamas groups, wants Israel abolished, and believes wealthy Americans should not exist. Those are his words, just as recent as this weekend. Meanwhile, under President Trump's leadership, Republicans are...
She's playing a weird game right there. When she says he thinks wealthy Americans shouldn't exist, he's not saying that he wants to be Luigi Mangione. Zohran Mamdani is just saying that taxes should be raised on wealthy individuals so that social safety nets are provided to people who are struggling and that everybody has a fair opportunity. he's not saying that billionaires no longer should be on this planet breathing and living. No, he's saying we should just tax people.
We're fighting tyrants just as recent as Israel abolished and believes wealthy Americans should not exist. Those are his words, just as recent as this weekend. Meanwhile, under President Trump's leadership, Republicans are fighting tirelessly for everyday middle-class working Americans who re-elected this president, and we're carrying out a revolution of common sense, and all of that is packed into this one big beautiful bill.
None of it is. These lies are getting my blood boiling, but I'm going to say this in the calmest way possible. Everything she just said was an inverse of reality. You can look this up right now. Ask any, like, AI, what is it, Perplexity or ChatGPT, ask them about this bill. It will say that this is a redistribution of wealth from the middle and working class, from the lower class to the richest of the rich. Trump is always talking about the tax cuts. He extended tax cuts for the richest of the rich, and social safety nets for people who are just trying to get by will be cut. Caroline Levitt is lying straight out of her mouth, and she has the goal to attack Zohran Mamdani, who is a great politician, a great, great young man. I call him a young man. I'm younger than him, but like he's great at what he does. I even have small disagreements with how he wants to arrive at some of his policies. We've talked about this on the live stream. I just have slight policy disagreements. But the idea that she's going to attack him for not caring about the working class while Trump allowed Elon Musk to walk around and get rich is insane. Here is Caroline Levitt being asked if Trump wants Zohran Mamdani deported. Why is this question being asked by a Fox News anchor in such a casual way, first of all? Secondly, remember, Caroline was just saying the Democrats are doubling down on radical policies.
The Democrats are doubling down on craziness. And
okay, and then after this, she gets asked.
Peter.
Thank you, Caroline. Does President Trump want Zohran Mamdani deported?
I haven't heard him say that. I haven't heard him call for that. But certainly he does not want this individual to be elected. I was just speaking to him about it and his radical policies that will completely crush New York City, which is obviously a city that the president...
She couldn't even like unequivocally condemn it. She just said, I haven't heard him say that, implying that there's a chance he's thinking it. There's a chance he's like told other people, but just not her. What? Then she continues talking about Mamdani.
And could President Trump see himself... You said you just talked to him about this. Mm-hmm. Could he see himself working with a mayor, Mamdani, somebody who, on Meet the Press this weekend, was given three chances to condemn the phrase, globalize the intifada, mm-hmm. but he couldn't.
Yeah, look, the president is always willing to work with everyone. He's working with Democrats across the country, Democrat governors, and he said he'll work with people on the far left. He works with Republicans. He works with people in the middle. He wants to do what's right for America, but surely someone who holds these values and is quite literally a communist and condemns every value that makes this country great.
He does not condemn every value that makes this country great, and he's not a communist. They were just calling him a socialist the other day, which is actually kind of closer than communist in this case. You can fairly call Zohran a democratic socialist, as he calls himself, but that's not enough for them. They still have to stretch and lie and call him a communist. We have one more clip of Caroline Levitt being asked about Donald Trump's obsession with Netanyahu, and here's the thing. She was just criticizing Zohran for what she views as having an extreme take on the Middle East and on Israel and Palestine, but Zohran doesn't even have an extreme take. He wants a two-state solution. Trump is the one who has an incredibly extreme take on the judicial system. He tries to meddle with the judicial system of Israel. Listen to this clip.
Thank you, Caroline. The president has been calling for a deal in Gaza for 2 days and many posts. Who is blocking the deal? And one other thing, when he posted on Netanyahu's trial, also he said it interferes with the negotiations on Iran and on Gaza. What did he mean by that?
I'm sorry, to your second question?
When he posted about the Israeli Prime Minister trial,
yes.
He said it interferes with the negotiations on Gaza and on Iran. What did he mean by that?
It interferes because it physically and logistically was interfering. The Prime Minister was slated to go to court last week when he's in the middle of negotiating a peace deal and bringing hostages out of a war-torn region. And so the president was simply, I think, emphasizing his empathy that he has for...
emphasizing the empathy. No shot Donald Trump has any empathy, and I'm gonna leave it at that. If you appreciate this video, if you appreciate the work we do on the Adam Mockler channel, you can hit subscribe below. You can join the community. I love each and every single one of you, and peace out.